This is the supreme sound of shitting.
Doing good. This is Carlito. And I will be doing show now. Thank you. Thank you for being there. I will try to use this voice as long as I can. Let's see how long I can use the silly voice for. Very quick show, not many things to do. I am tired. Do not want to call for too long.
I'm trying something new here now, so let's see if it works. Leave me the fuck alone in the meantime.
You have reached the Vocational Technical School. We are operating under the summer schedule
until
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Good afternoon.
This is
help
the
you?
Very distinctive
hello?
Sound of pissing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm sorry. I'm calling from the bathroom. I'm on my break. I saw here that you have some jobs in the paper. 14C specialist, is it?
What's in the paper?
14C specialist. Is this correct? Is this still available?
No.
Do you have any position? It says that... Oh. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got for the show for the day, is that I just decided to come on because I thought it'd be funny to play that. All right. I hope you guys appreciate it. Calling from the toilet machine.
Hello, you have reached the Vocational Technical School.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Good afternoon.
Yes, hello. I am Miguelio, and I was looking in the newspaper about the job.
Okay, job for what?
It says 14C specialist new and an arrow upside down. I do not know what that is. How you say that?
You must be calling the wrong place. We don't have a position like that available.
It says in the new 14C to ensure that Goodwill, Keystone Area, compliant Federal Fair Labor Services Act. Huh? What is
no, no.
Is this because I'm calling from the toilet?
You're calling from where?
Is this because I'm calling from the toilet at work that you're telling me that I cannot...
No, we don't have a position like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Bye.
Sorry to bother you. All right.
I'm going to stop with a funny voice, but just keep playing pissing. This is the pissing show. Let me step out of the toilet here real quick. Okay. We got auto service technician, everybody. Auto service technician. Hang on, before I do that, I'm going to come in here in this motherfucker, and I'm going to turn off Skype sounds. Just a minute. Mute all sounds. Done. That easy. Pow. Okay. Auto service technician. I don't think they're going to care that I'm calling pissing or I'm calling from the toilet. But see, I'm at work and I'm trying to get a new job. This is a bad fucking job I got. You know? Big what's up to everyone in the chat room. Everyone joining us in.
Good afternoon. Bill speaking.
Yes. Hey, Bill. How you doing? I'm sorry to be bothering you at this time. I'm in the lunch break right now, and I have to call from the bathroom. I don't want anyone to hear that I'm calling behind the desk. I see that you have auto service technician available in the newspaper.
Yes.
Yeah, if my boss were to find out, I'd get in trouble, so I have to call to the bathroom. I don't know if he can see that I'm...
No, I'm with you. I understand.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, man. All right.
But so, if you want to swing by, you can fill out an application, and then we'll talk to you from there.
Oh, hang on. Just a minute. What was that?
If you want to swing by and fill out an application,
that's good.
We can talk to you at that point then.
You know, they say you don't drink beer, you rent it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do understand that.
Yeah. So what's the address? Hang on, let me flush real quick first. Hang on. Okay, what is it now?
Street.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. That's good. Do you guys have beef with the guys from Firestone?
Do we what?
Do you have any beef with the guys from Firestone?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because that's where I work now.
Which one?
I'd rather not say until I go down there. You could be a pervert or something, you know?
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, I'll come down there, all right?
All right.
You get that ready, all right? You get all those papers ready, Sally. All right. And stepping away from the toilet again. Caregivers. I think I called them already last week. I'm going to call them again. Fuck them. I didn't go through this beforehand. I don't know what's a number or not. Most of these are just email addresses these days. Here's one. Quality control construction material technician. God damn it. They got enough shit in that title, motherfuck. Let's give them a call. Hey, all you handsome, sexy people listening and watching to a show live in the afternoon. Thank you for joining Carlito. I appreciate it. If not, you're listening to this on a podcast.
Yeah, we love a podcast, people.
In the toilet. That call from the toilet.
Thank you for calling.
No answer there. So I'm going to call a random number in Los Angeles. How about that? Let's try it. Probably won't work, but hey, we'll call them from the toilet. In the toilet? Yeah, yeah. In the fucking toilet. Talk about the toilet.
This is Chewy.
Hey, how are you there?
Good.
I'm calling from the toilet. I'm sorry. I don't get much time for my bathroom break, so I have to call you from the bathroom, you know? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, I was calling to see if you'd be interested in seeing a few apartments that we have here. We're giving away a free TV for everyone who comes down to look at the apartment. Hello? Okay. Why would she do that? Just hang up like that. What a rude woman.
Julie is not available. Record your message.
Yeah. Hello. No one is available to take your call.
No answer there. Try a different one. Well, Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ, guys. No one wants to answer. Construction remodeling contractor. Yeah. Fucking answer this time, yo.
Hi, construction and
that selection is incorrect. Please try again.
Well, fuck. No answer.
All right. Moving right along. Let's see what else I got here. Construction driller helpers. Yeah. I like to drill, man. Yeah. And this is a woman we're supposed to call Christy. What does she know about drilling other than getting drilled, right? Guys? Guys out there know what I'm talking about, eh?
Getting split up in the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to stream YouTube. Son of a...
Hello, this is Christy Reed with...
Come on. There, now YouTube is working. Whoops. Big mistake.
Hello, this is Christy. If you leave me your name and number, I will follow up.
If you leave me your name and number,
no thanks, lady. Opening the next page of the newspaper, you can do it, it says. You can do it. What? Do what? Listen to independent contractors talk about extra income as an independent delivery agent for a newspaper. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's got a woman in a business suit. Hey, let's do it, guys. This is what they call a house ad. You know what I mean? A house ad. Guys, I want to let you know that the final episode of all time of Madhouse Radio is going to be coming on November 12th of this year. November 12th, 2013 will be the final Madhouse Radio Live. We're going to have a great schedule that night. We got a lot of people joining us, and we're going to have a big send-off in the weeks leading up to that.
You have reached the carrier line. Please leave your full name.
So we're all definitely all super excited about that. More info to come. All right. Wendy's is offering a $2,000 sign-on bonus. But they don't have a phone number, so never mind. Funny enough, the name is Valente Restaurants. Oh, wait a minute. There's a Valente Restaurants, huh? Oh, I gotta find that fucking number.
Thank you for calling Valenti. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For direct
transferring to the operator, please hold while I transfer your call.
Hello, Valenti. How can I help you?
Oh, well, hello there, little lady. How are you? Who would be...
Fine.
Do you people...
Who would this be?
I have the floor. Do you people control all the Wendy's in this town, or is this some kind, you know... Do you control the vast majority of these Wendy's that are in town? I'm asking.
Which town, sir? Which town are you referring to?
Here in town, where we are.
Where are you? Where are you calling from?
In central, in the central.
Okay, we do.
You have the monopoly.
I'm trying to answer you. I'm trying to answer your questions. We do own several Wendy's in the central area. Which Wendy's are you calling about, and how may I help you?
I'm so worked up. I gotta step away from my desk because I'm going to get trouble here at work. Because I'm going to have to yell at you. So I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick, okay?
Okay.
Just hang on. Don't hang up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm not hanging up. I'm right here.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I feel like I need to get someone on the line with me as well, since you're going to yell at me, so can you hold for a moment, please?
You're just going to make me angrier, but okay.
Okay, go right ahead. I'll listen to you best I can. I'll try to help you however I can.
All right, hang on a second. While I'm here, hang on.
Okay. So listen, I went to the location down on what's that?
Sir, you're gonna have to call me back when you're not in the restroom. I'll take your call when you're finished. I'm a person, and you're treating me rudely. And I'll take your call when you call back.
I'm done. Oh shit. I'm a person, and you don't have... What did she say? I don't have to what? Screw that lady up her ass. Good God. Oh, man. I'm a person. I don't give a fuck. Oh, boy. I got news for her. So I got more sound effects where that came from. Coming up next is this.
This is the supreme sound of shitting.
All right, let's call her back and tell her. Shit. Yeah, shit. That's exactly what this will be.
Thank you for calling Valenti. Know your party's extension. You may enter it at any time. For directory personnel, please press pound. For employment...
Transferring to the operator. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Everybody!
I reached voicemail for Brent. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk.
While I transfer your call.
Every day.
Good afternoon, Valenti. How can I take your call?
Yes, hello, Valenti. I'm calling you back. Yes, is this the young lady I was talking to earlier?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Okay. Well, I'm no longer in the bathroom, and I think it's appropriate now for me to start yelling.
I'm so sorry. Hold on just a moment, please.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm putting you on speakerphone. I'm sorry.
God damn it. Okay. Listen, I heard that damn song, too. That Kiss song. You know those men who used to dress up and wear women's clothes and stick their tongues out and paint their faces? And that's what you play on hold?
What can I help you with, sir?
These people take so long. I've been late to work twice in a row now. And yesterday, I stopped there last night, and I said, hi, young man. And he said, what do you want? Like that. He said, what do you want? And he said the N-word. He said, what do you want, nigga? Like that. Just
where
like...
Were you, what location were you at, sir?
Which is the one? What's that road? You know the road that goes parallel from 22? You know that one? It doesn't go parallel. It goes through. You cross over 22. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm hearing groaning in the background, and I can't hardly hear you.
That's the guy next to me. That's not me. That is not me.
You're going to have to call me back. There's no disruption, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not my...
I'm not going to listen to that vulgarity.
That's not vulgarity. It's natural. Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, I haven't even cursed yet. And she's saying I'm calling her with vulgarity. All right, guys. All right. Well, what else can we do now? Let's try burping.
This is the incredible sound of burping.
Oh, shit. She's like, I can hear groaning. Oh.
Thank you for calling Valenti Management. If you know your
transferring to the operator, please hold while I transfer your call.
Hi, and how may I help you?
Yes, hi. Am I on speakerphone?
Bar.
I don't give you permission to do that.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
You can take me off a speakerphone and speak to me properly, please.
How may I help you?
That's more like it. So what was your name so I could write this down here in my papers?
My name's Dan, and what's yours?
My name is Cross.
I'm sorry, could you spell it?
Cross, C-R-O-S-S.
Cross, C-R-O-S-S?
That's right.
Is that your first name or last name?
No, Cross, just Cross. That's all you need is Cross.
Okay, how may I help you, Mr. Cross?
These people take so long in the Wendy's that I go to, and the guy said to Ed, he said, "What do you want, nigga?" Like that, he said to me. When I asked him to please, I said, "What? Why is it I've been waiting here 20 minutes for food in the drive-thru? I'm on the only car." And he shoved the food in my face. He shoved it in my face and everything.
I'm sorry that that happened to you, sir. What restaurant were you at so that I can better...
It was Wendy's.
Hey, sir, excuse me. Do you mind not...
Oh, shit. Oh, that was funny.
I just really had a deep laugh like I haven't had in a few weeks now. That was good.
Wow.
Alright. Leave them alone. That's enough. That's enough on them, guys. Yeah, exactly, Kokanee. That's why people use speakerphone. Good point. In the chat room, Kokanee's making a very good point, and that the only reason people are using speakerphone is so you can keep your feet on the desk propped up back in their chair, listening all lazy and shit. Don't be lazy. If you're watching this on YouTube, yeah, the video started late, but you didn't miss really anything, I don't think, right? I don't think there were any good pranks up until I started calling this restaurant firm. playing fucking gross clips from Dr. Lego's gross tape from 1994, actually. I bought the gross tape in 1994 at a Spencer's Gifts in the mall. I was 15 years old at the time. And then I met the actual creator of the gross tape, Dr. Lego, about 12 years later. It's pretty cool. And we have more. There's throwing up. The puking one, I think, is called throwing up. I haven't even done that. Fuck it. Hey, guys, let's call that place back and do the throwing up. How about that, right? I'm a man. I do what I want.
Thank you for calling.
Sound of
if you know your party extension, you may enter it at any time. For directory personnel,
transferring to the operator, please hold while I transfer your call.
Good afternoon, Billy. How may I direct your call?
Yes, am I on speakerphone?
You are.
Please take me off a speakerphone. I don't give you permission to do that.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm taking your call, and I'm going to keep you on speakerphone so I can take down your information on this keyboard.
That's not very courteous, and there's other people there listening and
you're right.
And
I do have my director here, and he's going to listen as I take your call.
What is the director's name? Director, state your name, please, and your title.
I've already given it to you. Mr. Cross, listen, I'm going to cut to the chase. If you have an issue, get to it, please.
There's slow service and rude service at one of the locations is what I said.
Wait, I need to know which location, sir.
Hang on, give me a second.
I'm hanging up, and you are going to be reported to somebody. I'm trying to do my job here, and you are just being rude and disrespectful, and I'm trying to help you.
That's what happened to me.
I don't care anymore today.
They were rude and disrespectful to me. Holy shit, it's a big fucking deal over there at that place. They're just up in arms. I think it's just that guy and that girl there. The minute they're gagging. Sir, sir, sir.
That's how you say it. Sir, sir, sir. When you're upset and you're in the customer service industry. Sir, sir, sir. I hate it when that women use it all the time. When you call a call center and they don't want to let you talk. A certain ethnicity who will remain nameless. When you call this certain ethnicity of customer service call center worker and they don't like what you have to say, they go, sir, sir, sir. Oh, gross. Okay. Sales associate. So far, this has been worth it just for that one place that we've called four times. Making a big deal about the speakerphone. That is a privacy issue. Ow, ow. I guess that was a fax machine. Sir, sir, sir. Ow, that really hurt. Yeah, my bad. It said fax. Whoops. Okay, retail and event promotions. Your personality and people skills equals $20 an hour. Full training provided. Work at a variety of retail and event locations. Vehicle and valid driver's license required. My guess is one of those jobs for where you hold the arrow sign and you dance and you point it, you know? Maybe you're in a chicken costume in front of Pollo Tropical, you know, in front of Pollo Loco, and you dance, and with a big sign that says, you know, we do dinner, yeah. I don't know. That's my guess. Retail and event promotions.
This is Karen.
Listen, first of all, I've got excellent retail skills. Now, I work here at the mall, and I know there might be an echo. I'm calling about the job. I know there might be an echo, but I actually have to go into the bathroom so my manager doesn't know that I'm calling about a job or get in big trouble.
Okay.
Does it sound okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
It's really loud outside here because there's a lot of customers and stuff, you know?
Okay.
All right, so is this where I will be sitting around, standing, dancing on the street, you know, like a little sailor outfit or a chicken costume or like one of those arrows? Isn't that kind of thing?
No, but I can take your name and number, and then I can have the manager give you a call.
Okay. I'm sorry. While I'm in here, just give me a second. Just a minute. Ah, that's the stuff. All right, so... Yeah. No one likes this. For the most part.
Promotions, this is Corinne.
Yes. Hi. Can you take my information down?
Yeah, your name and your number?
Oh, this is Eddie Cross.
Your phone number?
Let's see. It's a new number. It's And I had a
Thank
few.
You.
I have a few questions.
Okay, well you can call me back after you're on the bathroom.
Oh,
thanks.
God, I just had to pee so much. After you're done in the bathroom. Puta. All right, I'm just about done. There aren't many numbers in this paper today, guys. Well, Sunday's paper. Nursing. I don't want to mess with nursing. No thanks. Sorry, guys. No nursing. That's another nursing. All the nursing ones have phone numbers, but I'm just not feeling it. Nurse practitioner. Guys, that's it. I told you it was going to be short. Sorry. I think once edited, this is going to be down to less than 30 minutes, probably. Maybe not as much. Yeah, I'm done. Well, hey, I'm going to release the streams now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed some live prank calls for August 13th. I, Carlito, will be on Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what it is, GMT. It's like 5 or something, 4 in the morning if you're in Britain. Who cares? Anyway, bye!
This is the supreme sound of shitting.
Oh.